No, they have a good scheme against us. You know, I mean, we're pretty big up front, so it wouldn't be that smart of them on their part to kind of run up the middle. So they kind of kept the ball on the edges and forced our corners to tackle this big guy. So hopefully we have a better game plan this time around.
How frustrating as you watch the tape was it to see Ryan miss only four throws for Turner to get 110 yards and for you guys not to force a turnover?
The most frustrating thing about that was with all that bad stuff happening, we still had opportunity to win the games on numerous opportunities. I was most disappointed in how we tackled. I mean, I thought it was our worst tackling performance of the season. And you can't really do that against a team of that caliber in their home stadium. You have to perform better on the road.
What was bad about it, guys? It just for arm tackling?
Not even. I mean, we would get them in a third and long situation. Dime or call them about our drop coverages. I mean, where you're forcing them to dump the ball down and tackle, and we would still miss tackles. You know, not hard tackles, just easy tackles we would miss. And that's not like us.
So what do you do to better prepare to execute that phase? Are you just creating awareness?
Tackling is a mentality. You know? So I feel like the guys, we watch that film over and over again. And we'll be ready for this on Sunday.
Thank you.
How big of an advantage is it to go into a team and play them for the second time in the playoffs versus never playing them yet this season?
I always felt that in a rematch, you know, coaches always say, losing maximizes the mistakes and winning minimizes them. So when you lose the first time around, you kind of go in more depth why you lost and go into the problems and figure out what happened.
What's it been about the Georgia Dome? Matt Ryan's only lost twice there in his whole career. Is it him that causes all the wins, or is it maybe the other team making mistakes or the environment? What is it that's so hard to play?
Well, I can only comment about we didn't play in every game that they won, so I can only talk about the games we played. The first game we played them, I mean, we made too many mistakes on defense particularly, and they capitalized on it.
What's it like for preparing for quarterbacks of the caliber? You guys had Michael Vick last week, a Pro Bowler, then this week, Matt Ryan, another Pro Bowler.
They're two different quarterbacks completely. I think you know that. Michael Vick's more of a running-style quarterback. Matt Ryan's, I mean, he can run, but that's not what he's looking to do initially. He's a very great quarterback, and he's going to be a tough task.
Where do you how do you measure out rest versus momentum? You guys have the momentum, they got the rest. Would you rather just keep playing when you're hot, or would you rather have a little bit of a break?
That's neither here nor there as far as my concern. I'm worried about this team, and we're coming off of a game. We have another one on Sunday, and I can't worry about what the other team is doing.
PJ, you told us before the game your old college team that Matt is pretty unflappable, he's pretty steady.
Right.
And he proved that to be the case in that first game 24.
Definitely.
How do you take that guy off his game, get him out of his rhythm, rattle him a little bit? How do you do that?
We try to get some pressure on him, but he's going to make the quick throws. I just the type of quarterback he is. He's very efficient. I think we did some other things poorly, like tackling, you know, stopping him a little bit on first down and getting him in a situation where he felt like more comfortable on third and short as opposed to third and long situations.
When you describe Ryan, it sounds a lot like your quarterback, right? I mean, is he the closest to Ryan that you face this year?
I don't know. I can't say that. All I can say is that he's very efficient. He can make all the throws like Aaron, but I think they run two different styles of offenses, you know, so I would be double my part to sit here and compare those two. But, they're both Pro Bowl quarterbacks, and they're both great players. Right. Usually you have to force turnovers. No one's just going to turn the ball over, especially this time of the year. The four best teams in the NFC are still playing, and no one's going to just give them to you. You have to force them. That's why they're called turnovers. If they make them turn over, get pressure. First of all, you have to stop and run on first down. I mean, last game, we didn't do a good job of that. We didn't tackle very well, so Matt was in a more comfortable situation the majority of the third downs.
PJ, with Turner, is it all important to kind of spill things so he's got to run sideways rather than downhill? I mean, because when he's running sideways, that mirrors the ball.
Definitely. You don't want to have a guy that's 230, 240, you know, running downhill. Having our corners have to tackle him, you know, we need to do a better job in all areas of defense up front, you know, at the linebacker position, so we help those guys out a little bit.